Blog Talk Radio.
If you wait, it says as you wait. the fact is that we are always going to be waiting on something. It goes on to say that we should consider how the farmer waited, patiently and eager, because when he plants the seed, it takes time for that seed to spring to a plant, a tree. It takes time to grow. So no matter what you are believing for, expect things to change in your favor. Today could be the day that God turns it all around. As you wait with patience and expectancy, you'll open the door for God to move. You'll fight your battles, and you'll see the abundance of harvest he promised in every area of your life. So it is so important that as you wait, be patient. Excuse me. And now we're going to talk about, last week I talked about it's nothing like having a good cry. And I want to talk a little bit more about crying. It is biblical to grieve. It is necessary to grieve. You must not suppress your heartaches and sorrow. Weep freely, share your anguish, your deep concern, but always with the joyful assurance that Jesus is with you. The Prince of Peace is with you. The bright and morning star, your Redeemer. There is nothing wrong with tears. Just like I mentioned before, cry, cry, cry until the tears dries up. You miss your loved one who has gone away, but you are not to weep as one who has no hope. It is okay to weep, but you have to have faith and hope that things are going to get better, your feelings, and you are going to get stronger. Christian can still have your joy even in the midst of sorrow. Everyone experiences tragedy, believers and non-believers alike. The difference is the believer has Christ with him. That is the difference. You should have faith in knowing that where your loved one is up in heaven, they're in a better place. It's not a good thing for people to say that they're in a good, because you don't want to hear that they're in a better place. You want them here. You don't want them to be gone. But if they've been sick and going through a lot of illness and different situations, you don't want to continue to see your loved one to be suffering. So it is best for that person to be in another place where they don't have to suffer anymore. Jesus, in John 11:35, Jesus wept. So that means that it is okay for us to weep, because at the gravesite of his friend Lazarus, Jesus wept. He understands your tears. So we should ask the Father, "You are my only hope. Teach me how to grieve." Now, Christian, real Christian, really can grieve. I've had many grieving Christians tell me that they felt guilty for crying or being sad. They mistakenly thought that a person with a strong faith should feel happy if their loved one had died and gone to heaven. I have also had pastors who feel that they were afraid to express their own grief because they thought that it would set a bad example for their congregation congregational members. It makes most people sad whenever they hear these things, because grieving people already have a big enough burden to bear without myths and misconceptions like those making it worse. Yes, it's okay for real Christians to grieve. Just like Lazarus, just I mentioned before that when Jesus wept, this is the shortest verse in the Bible, John 11:35. These two words mean everything when it comes to our grief, because when Jesus wept, his friend died and he cried. Two verses earlier it says Jesus was deeply moved in spirit and trouble. Jesus wasn't just a little upset. His emotions were in turmoil. He was deeply distressed over the death of his friend. Jesus showed very real and very human emotion in his grief. So in doing so, he gave us permission to grieve also. In a sense, grieving is actually a show of faith. We are trusting God to hold us in our most vulnerable time. When our feelings are raw, our life is in pieces, and our strength is gone. If that isn't faith, I'm not sure what is. Anytime someone implies to you that it is unchristian to grieve, counter that message by telling yourself, real Christians really can grieve. So don't feel guilty about grieving. Just knowing that it's important how you grieve. And what I mean by that, when it becomes very unhealthy to you, then it's not the right way. So real Christians can grieve. And I'm going to read this that someone, just 1 second. That people must be given the opportunity to hurt out loud. And hurt out loud is to cry out loud. Letting your tears flow and crying out relieves you. And when you finish, you feel better. So it is okay to cry out, to relieve those feelings. And cry until the tears dry up. And sometimes it takes some time. It can take months, years. I mean, I know some people still cry at 10 years. When that date of their lost loved one come around, you're going to feel something. You're going to have memories. It can be good or bad memories, but you're going to think about it. And sometimes the tears and the emotion come right back, just like it was when it first happened. So, just know that it is okay for a real Christian to grieve, and don't feel guilty, and don't let anyone else make you feel guilty about it as well, because it's okay, it's healthy. If you want to heal from grief, you must go through it. You cannot go around it. The grieving process is a healing process. Do not look at healing as a goal you can only attain at the end of the process. Each step you take is a part of your healing. Grief is a process that is better thought of as a journey. Yes, grief is a journey, because it's a journey, the time it takes you to get better, feeling better, stronger. And it's a journey because you don't know when that time comes that you're going to feel better about it. You're going to be stronger. So it is a journey. It's not just, and it just takes one foot in front of the other. It may seem that others have grieved very quickly, but those who have come through the process too fast may have undone business in their lives. It takes a moment to try and identify where you are on your grief journey. If you have admitted that you are grieving, then your journey has begun. Rest assured that God, the God of all time, the first and the last, will be with you every step of the way, and he has already placed your healing in his plan. The scripture, Psalms 119, verse 105, your lamp is a light to my feet and a light to my path. The word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. This verse was preached. This topic was preached, and my pastor used this verse on this past Sunday. I was not at church, but I screamed on live. And his topic was a fresh start. And we all need a fresh start during our grief time. We need a fresh start so we can go and move ahead. We are writing as most of you know, and may some may not, that we are writing a book on testimony of widows and also questions and answers of widows that questions that you may have the first 6 months, feelings that you may have that you can't understand why you're feeling this way, or is it okay to feel that way? So many different questions that you may have. So this book is going to be published this year. I can't tell you exactly what month, but God is in the midst of it, and we're almost there. And each one of those testimonies that I've read, it's amazing how each widow went through something different. But it took them that journey. In those stories, you'll see how much time it took each one of them, what they had to go through, what feelings and emotion that they felt at the beginning, and also those questions will be in the book as well. Great questions of a lot of widows, and it's not just of being a widow. Anyone can read this book and that have lost a loved one and get comfort from it, because these are true feelings of people that have lost someone dear to them. And just know that it's a journey. It takes time. And you will experience by reading the feelings of each one of these widows when you read this book, because you'll see it did take a journey for them to get through and be able to write a testimony and a story about their loved one and share to others, knowing that this will encourage others during their time of grief. Just be in prayer that this book, it will be published at the beginning of the year instead of the end of the year. But it is in the process. It hasn't gone to the publisher yet, but it's being finalized on certain details. And just like I mentioned, you will see how each widow, the journey that it took them to get to where they are right now. And it is truly a blessing. And just know that God is there with us, and we just need to take one foot in front of the other. And just knowing that the journey has begun or is already going through it. And just knowing that there's an end of it. There's an end. Just like there's a beginning, there's an end. And that is all I have is regarding this part of the series, Real Christians Can Grieve Too. And also, be patient. Be patient as you wait for anything. Just be patient because it's important for us to wait sometimes, not for God to answer our prayer immediately. We need to experience something, go through something, so we can appreciate the love of God and how He provides and puts people and resources in your life to get you through this time in your life. And next week, we're going to continue on. We have two more Tuesdays in January, and we're going to continue on a couple of other topics dealing with grief. And I have some announcements. This coming Saturday, the 16th, at 9, from 9 to 10:30 a.m., we are having a meeting at my home. We'll have a continental breakfast served. And we're going to go over some of the things that we're going to be doing this coming 2016. And you'll be given a calendar of all the different activities that we're going to do each month. So come and get your calendar. Come and get your calendar so you'll be able to know what we're going to be doing throughout the year. We have something special for February, Valentine's Day. I'll give you more detail as we get a little closer. But that is one thing. And there is, we want to probably do another fundraiser if you would like to. So we want to talk about that as well. And hoping that you will bring a new widow along with you so we can encourage. It's so important that we encourage and wrap our arms around other widows that are going through. I'm sure that you, throughout your week, a month, you meet another widow. So bring them to the meeting and let them know about the Next Chapter Widows Ministry, the things that we do, and the calendar that you'll be picking up. You can share with them the different things that we do. And widows do have fun. It is okay to have fun because God wants us to continue to live and enjoy life because He gave us life and we should live it to the fullest. And if there is anything that, if anyone that has not given me information that they need to give me regarding include in our book, please get in touch with me as soon as possible. I'll bring it with you this coming Saturday because we are getting down to the final pieces of information that need to be to complete this book so we can send it to the publisher. I am going to end a little bit early. There is something I need to take care of, but I just want you to know that God loves you, and He will always be there for you. He will walk with you. He says in 2 Samuel 24:24, I will not offer unto God that which costs me nothing. So just know that this year we should give as much. And any of you buy a ticket for the lottery? If you win, have you thought about what you're going to do with that money? I hope that you have a long list of things that you're going to give to others, to help others, because when God helps you, you should help someone else. So be blessed and have a great week. And next week we'll have another series talking about journeying through grief. Be blessed, and I hope to see you on Saturday at the meeting. Have a great evening.
There was a time I truly believed that I could do it on my own. But all that I found at the end of the road is that concept for me was all wrong. But I found a savior who turned me around, and he placed his love on me. And I can trust in you.